I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A report out today from the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen says that car buyers are losing hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars because of unscrupulous auto dealers. The report is titled Rip Off Nation. It details what you should be looking out for the next time you buy a car. Tess Vigeland joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this. Tess, I'm not sure this is much of a surprise to anyone who's bought a car recently.
Probably not, Alex, but I think most people think of the whole car buying process as a bit of a game. They try to get you to pay the highest price possible, you try to counter with the lowest price possible, and you both try to manipulate the system as much as you both can. But this report deals with out-and-out fraud.
So what kinds of things are you talking about?
Well, a lot of this stuff happens during both the negotiating process and while you're signing your life away for all those payment and loan papers. For instance, while you're negotiating, they'll offer you a certain retail price with maybe some extras like air conditioning and a CD player, when actually the car already comes with those things, so you'd be paying twice for them. Sometimes they'll actually sneak extra fees onto the purchase agreement. And Alex, this actually happened to me the last time I went to buy a car. The salesman handed me the papers, and I started going over each line item, and I said, you know, what are those things? What's this fee, and what's that fee, and why do I have to pay those?
It's all the undercoating.
Exactly. He said, you know, let me go talk to my boss, and then he came back, and well, suddenly those fees were gone, and it knocked off about $1,000 off the car.
Wow.
Sometimes dealers will actually add products to the sales contract after you leave the showroom, like a warranty, and since you don't know you paid for it, you never use it.
How widespread are these practices?
Well, they say they found this kind of fraud in at least 39 states, and at least one industry whistleblower estimates he ripped off customers for about $33 million over his 20-year career in car sales, and that's just one salesman.
So what should we do?
Well, the number one recommendation from Public Citizen is that you get financing before you go into the dealership, go to a bank or go to a credit union.
Right.
That way you have a price that you can't go over, and you're not dealing with someone who has a possible incentive to defraud you. Read every line item. Don't sign any blank forms. Apparently people actually do that. And don't sign any arbitration clauses where you promise not to sue. That's not something you want to do. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, 10 years since the signing of NAFTA, what's the verdict?
All right. Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.